We are a local authority. Our purpose in life is to provide services, not in a financial institution. If we look at our rates, our businesses are struggling to pay rates, and while they're getting support from staff, the rates business are just kicked down the road. They're going to be in trouble, and they are in trouble. If you look at our housing maintenance is nearly totally non-existent because we're taking over half them rates and putting them into road repairs. And if you look, I asked for a figure today on what the claims were against people hitting potholes. If we could take that money and put it into filling potholes. So yes, the manager and the financial staff are doing wonders, but if you speak to the roads engineers or housing engineers, speak to the public out there. We're literally, as a landlord, we're doing no repairs whatsoever. Our windows, heating, the fabric of our houses and the outside and antisocial behaviour. People can drive past council estates now and they can see for themselves there is no maintenance being done. We're not working on a level playing field. Yes, the financial people in council are working their best, but they're not getting the financial support from government to do anything about it, and all of the councillors today have agreed with that.
Now, the county manager is saying in the next budget there's going to be no effect on the county council's services. If you asked the public that today, they would probably disagree that there's been no effect to services.
It's been happening. It's been cut down year after year. We're in recession now since, let's say, 2009. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse. And all we have is charges after charges after charges. The services are being cut. Our council staff are retiring every week, every month. There's been none replaced. For example, in my own area, from Barnes Gap to Lifford, and that takes in the whole border area of the Alt, Killygarden, going right up to Balbuffet, and that takes you right over to Conway Town. We actually have 4 or 5 road staff with 2 part-time people. It just can't be done. They cannot deliver a service. So, we're not going forward in a positive way. We're not doing as we're designed to do, and it's not the county manager. It's just the lack of staff, and it's the lack of funding to carry out basic maintenance.
Although we're being told there will be no more cuts, more money needs to be pumped in.
More money needs to be coming back into the local authority, and that then will be spread throughout the whole region, whether it's roads, whether it's tourism, whether it's housing, whether it's water infrastructure. And we also need to be able to tender all this work locally in the county. That's another big bone. There's a lot of our tenders are going outside the region. We're told now you have to tender everything on scale, which cuts out the small builder. The money's not been spent in the local shops and local hardware places, and subcontractors, etc., are not getting paid. All of this is working against the county, because for every 10 euros that the government would give the council that we would spend locally, a lot of that is spent in local shops and local hardware. We're generating local employment, but at the moment it's going to the big companies, big multinational companies. Subcontractors are having problem getting paid. The council is having problem following up on snags lists, but the money on the ground has not been spent in local shops and employing local people, and that is a big problem. And we need to, and I welcome the fact that the manager is now going to re-advertise all the tendering for housing maintenance and road maintenance. That's actually been re-advertised in the next few weeks, and I welcome that local contractors will get an opportunity to tender. We have to have a local clause and everything, or Donegal is just going to be closed down once and for all.